Thanks, Ellen. And let's go live to meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
This is rinse and repeat. We just wake up. We got the light snow showers, the cold Arctic air, and looks like that's the pattern here for the next few days, too.
It is. It's a, part of this is just the big storm that came through the area a couple of days ago. It's kind of dropped anchor near Atlantic Canada, and it's just generating all this wind and the cold. It's not extreme. It's not record-setting, but it's just ever-present. It's not going away, so that flow off the lakes is producing a lot of clouds and these flurries and some heavier snow showers. I'm seeing a couple of them stretching from near Weirton, Steubenville, over toward Canonsburg and drifting kind of southeastward with time. So it's all south of the city right now, though the heaviest stuff is. But you know, there's just going to be flakes in the air probably about 80% of the time today.
Joe, I've been looking at the long-term forecast over the next 10 days or so, and it looks like there's not much let-up in this. When do we get a break?
I don't know that you're right. I don't think there is a break of consequence in the next 10 days or so. I think it's going to have to be the last 10 days of the month where we can see the cold kind of easing a little bit. But this just looks like it's going to be a real winter around here for a while, you know, with cold and opportunities for some snow or flurries on multiple occasions. I think once we get past a little system that comes through here Friday night and early Saturday, that we'll have relatively quiet weather for a few days, but then late next week or next weekend, another system will come a-calling, and we'll have to see how that's going to pan out.
All right, headed to the weekend, we just talked about the Steelers-Ravens game. Saturday night, 8 o'clock in Baltimore, and there'll be a lot of Pittsburghers obviously traveling that way. What's the commute going to be like?
Getting there will be a bit of a problem. So you get out of the mountains and start on your descent toward Baltimore, there's probably going to be some snow. Not a heavy snowfall. Hopefully the roads will be in pretty good shape, but just be aware that there'll be some snow in the air Friday night into Saturday morning. And as you go deeper into Saturday afternoon, it gets better. And certainly once you get downwind to the Appalachians, probably by 9 or 10 o'clock Saturday morning, the rest of your trip should be in pretty good shape, as I think the system goes out to sea pretty doggone quickly. But bundle up. It's going to be cold the game. We're expecting a game time temperature to probably be in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. If there's any kind of a breeze, obviously it's going to feel that much colder because, of course, it'll be dark.
All right, Joe, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather's headquarters.